Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are on the March the 6th, I believe this will be aired, the Wednesday, March the 6th.
Good morning.
We are talking about hearing God's voice. And we talked about this yesterday, but we have a great milestone that you kind of were impressed about, and then you looked into it, and what's happening this coming Friday?
Coming up this Friday is our 750th episode of the Come and See podcast.
Amazing.
Which is just amazing to me to think how God has blessed and just anointed it and moved through it. And yeah, even just how he made a way for you and I to do this,
yes.
It's been exciting, but we do want to celebrate that. And we're going to have a special episode on Friday celebrating the 750th episode. And do you want to share a little bit about the giveaway that we're going to do?
Again, we talked yesterday about that our ministry is now labeled Abide Ministry because that's how we're known. And we are so thrilled with that label because it was actually exciting to me when our agent said, you know, when I talked to people, they said, oh, you mean the Abide Ministry. And that means we actually have been communicating exactly who we are, you know, and that mm-hmm. is that everything starts with and ends with abiding in the vine. It's in the relationship. Mm-hmm. It does include abiding in the Word, but it's not Bible study. It's letting God speak through the Word and speak through the Holy Spirit and hearing his voice, which is what we're talking about now. And our heart is those that are believers around the world, and God's given us opportunity around the world, that if you learn to abide, and abiding is just staying connected to the vine, mm-hmm. and that means you're going to hear his voice, you're going to receive words from him, you're going to receive promises from him, and he's going to act supernaturally as we live in the kingdom, because abiding means I'm with him. That there will be fruit, mm-hmm. We actually don't want you connected to the ministry. We want you to use ministry materials, but really, it's the question is: are you connected to the vine? Mm-hmm. Are you abiding? And then, are you enjoying the abiding?
Right, right.
And where everything we do is we just want to get
it
you
all
there.
Comes back to that, right?
And that's why, as we even in the podcast. Even like when we talk about End Times Friday and things like rapture, see our understanding, mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful, and that is that Rich and Kathy, I don't want you to tell anybody what they should do.
Right.
There's no three steps to anything. Is all I want you to do is invite them to get connected. This is God speaking to us. Mm-hmm. I want you to invite them to get connected to me, and I'll tell them what to do. Don't worry.
Yes. Yes. So good.
Okay. That's our heart. And that's why we don't have any, five steps to success or study these things and you'll get it. It's rather stay abiding in the Word, stay abiding mm-hmm. in the relationship, hearing his voice. It is a privilege. It is an honor. And God will deliver the covenant, mm-hmm. and I'll bless you to make you a blessing despite the circumstances.
Right.
And what does that mean? All the issues you got, I'll resolve them. And mm-hmm. and he reminds us, and Linda and I both, is that how many issues you going to have? We're going to have
unlimited.
Lots. Unlimited. Unlimited rest of your life, because why you live in a troubled world. Mm-hmm. And I don't remove you from that world. Matter of fact, I'm sending you into that world, but in the kingdom to experience a life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, the kingdom, mm-hmm. and the supernatural things that can happen. And you can trust it, see it, experience it. And the more you do, the more joy you're going to have. And by mm-hmm. the way, as part of that, I'm going to have you give it away. So when we celebrate our 750th, we have some items that basically just reflect abide. And we want to give those away. So what we encourage you to do is to listen on Friday the 8th to that session. And then, but send us your email in the questions at abideministry.com and just say, you know, annual, or excuse me, the celebration, anniversary celebration. And then we're going to take 10 of them and basically just draw them out, and then we'll send you something, and maybe everybody will send something to, because it's such a joy, you know, to have the thought of abide, you know, publicly displayed. So we'd love you to receive it. So send it in, and then as we're trying to now launch to a different level of letting the broader church, and we're having that happen. We're having churches that are beginning to connect with us because they're discovering
us. Right, and taking
us.
On the small the videos as the video courses as their online
and then
small group curriculum,
learning to do retreats, and they're recognizing that the truth of the material we offer, which is basically just getting the word and let the word speak on its own, is starting to have a real impact, and they recognize the difference between, you know, somebody else's thought of here's a book I want you to read, or just even study the Bible. It's no, get connected. And when they get connected, things start to really change, you know, and that's the life of God. So if you help us with that, and that is to, you know, express likes and put up the, you know, the podcast and send it to your friends and email it out. And if you have small groups in your church that you'd like us to connect up with your small group leaders, we'd be happy to discuss with them and process with them how we can assist. And we try to make it as easy as possible. And, you know, it does have some expense to it, but we never let that get in the way. So we'll come up with a way to make sure it doesn't. And because we care more about giving it away than we do about, you know, we have to cover our cost, and that's important. But it's more important to help people to get there and not get in the way of it. So anyway, we're going to celebrate, and we're going to have a great celebration on Friday the 8th, which is our 750th thing. And we'll, instead of doing End Times Friday, we'll just do a celebration Friday. And
It'll be fun. Looking forward to it.
So we've been talking about hearing God's voice, we're moving into, over the next several sessions, we're going to talk about obstacles that would get in the way. You know, when we think about communication, and interesting enough, we have a live example right now. In a sense, we have to be able to connect and dial, what we call dial in, and receive it. You know, well, today, while we're doing
when
we're taping this, there is a national shutdown of the cell services around the country because there's something in the way that have blocked it. And people that typically can talk on the cell phone, and I had somebody in Florida that they use the internet to communicate to me, but said, I can't get on a call with you today because I don't have any service.
Right. Yeah, I saw definitely there was disruption in Florida, Texas, California, one other state.
New York, you said.
Yeah. New York, yes, New York. Yeah. All were having issues. And there's also signs right now of Verizon up in the Northeast having some shutdowns. But mine's still working right now, so I don't think that's as widespread. The other is like statewide, right?
Yeah. So when the communication, you know, is blocked, there's something in the way where it would typically could operate, but there's something in the way. So that's what we're going to talk about is what gets in the way. And there are, because remember, it's a spiritual process. Well, there are spiritual things that can get in the way of our not being able to hear God's voice. And then when that begins to happen, the neat thing is there's remedies to that, but we start to understand it. So we're going to start to talk about what are some of the obstacles. We started last week by setting up the premise about Deuteronomy 30. So, Kathy, if you'd read that again, 11 through 18 this time, Deuteronomy 30, 11 to 18.
Sure. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? but the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess.
Yeah. So as you understand this, he says, first of all, this is not that difficult. And he wants us to keep remembering that just per se.
Right.
Is don't make it difficult. It's not that difficult. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk to you. Don't worry. Don't you add on and think it has to be X, Y, and Z or a certain way to do it. And he lays out two things. He says, don't think that somebody more, let's say, mature than you has to get you the answers.
Right.
Because a lot of the believers think, well, the church is who's going to tell me. Or right. The pastor, they're more spiritual than me. Or, hey, there's other people. Even you, if you're listening to the podcast, you could say, well, yeah, you know, Kathy and Rich, you know, you're way down the road on this. So why don't you just tell us? And he said, no, you don't need anybody else to do that.
Right.
And it's not far off that it's some mysterious thing. That, well, it takes this unusual ability to have somebody else go get it and give it back to me. No, he said it's not that difficult. So first of all, what gets in the way is they actually make it more difficult.
Right.
I think I got to follow the system. I got to get the right system. I got to have other people tell me. He says, no, you don't. Where am I? I'm in you. I can talk to you.
Right.
Don't worry. So don't make it difficult. He says, it's me speaking, what I'm going to speak to you, what I'm going to give you is truth. It's me. I'm going to set before you life or death, blessing or cursing. And your heart is just follow me. Just be with me. Okay, now verse 17 says, you'll know something when this occurs, and it's because of the thing that's in the way. Read verse 17 one more time.
It says, but if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess.
Yeah. So think about the way he sets it up is that in order for me to deliver and what he's talking about is the promised land. I'm going to give you promises. I'm going to fulfill supernaturally the covenant. I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. I set before you life or death, blessing or cursing. I will deliver the blessing in the place that I have selected for you. He said, there's something that can get in the way of that. And he said, you'll know it if you aren't hearing my voice. Well, what happened? He says, your heart turned away. And he said, you pursued other things. Okay, now think about, in a way, the simplest thing we do to turn away is to decide to do what?
Just to do on our own.
I'm just going to operate what I think is the right thing. And I'm not pursuing what God has to say at all. I've decided, even out of good things, I've decided that, you know, I'm gonna go do this. I have a guy right now that is being called he's been in real estate development, great heart for God, and learned to abide. And God has impressed upon him churches out of the COVID scenario had lots of change dynamics.
Right.
And they're starting to recognize that maybe I don't need all these facilities I've got, because people now can, you know, do it online. And they're having trouble you know, paying their facilities, and maybe they should do. And he said, hey, you know something about this. I want you to engage in assisting churches to handle their facilities in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So he shares this. I've heard this. And I said, okay, now you tell me what do you believe you're supposed to do? And he starts to say, I should. I said, stop. I said, have you heard that? Well, no, but isn't this, I said, wait a second. You have a heart to do it.
Right.
You believe this is God's calling you. And I said, I confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but what you don't know is what to do next.
Right.
If you go off and do it in your flesh, it's going to prevent you from hearing God's voice.
Mm.
And what you really need to know is God's voice. I said,
right.
So all he said is pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And now start to enjoy the process.
That's the invitation to ask more questions,
yeah.
To lean in, right?
Okay, now what? You know, what do you want me to do, and how do you want me to do it, and who do you want me to talk to? And he said, I'll give you the guidance. Remember, I'm going to direct your steps,
mm-hmm.
You know, Proverbs 3. Well, that means I got to take the steps, and I'll direct
right.
It by speaking to you. Don't you decide. He said, interesting enough, you have a good heart. You could actually draw away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you now decide what to do, and you're following yourself or following other things or what other people are telling you, and you're not following me.
Right.
Why? Well, because your heart went back to, I'm going to do what I think is right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're drawn away to other places. And he said, when that happens, it's really a heart thing.
Yes.
Then you're not going to hear my voice. And that's when, one of the things, by the way, when people say, God's gone silent, and I'm not hearing his voice, I said, okay, stop a second. I said, do you understand where the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God is purposely not talking. I said, no,
sorry. And I said, look at it in a really simple way. Jesus said, I did nothing except what?
What the Father said.
Did God the Father say to the Son, you know what? I'm not talking to you this week.
Nope.
I hope you figured it out. You know, no, he couldn't because he couldn't operate without it. See,
mm-hmm.
God says, I'm talking all the time. Don't worry. If you're not hearing my voice, the problem is yours, not mine.
The signal has been broken,
mm-hmm.
because your heart has turned away. And what does that mean? Well, I've moved to a place where I think I'm going to determine my own path, or I'm letting mm-hmm. other people determine my own path, and I'm walking away from that beautiful life of the Spirit. And he said, then you're not going to hear my voice.
Right.
And it's not because you don't have the capability of it. It's that there's a brokenness to the relationship, and it's a heart thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard thing is, do you want to hear my voice and keep hearing my voice, and don't turn away from that, just purity of that.
Right.
And by the
right.
way, if you have a heart to go, guess what? I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
And you shared that story yesterday of your friend that said, I'd like to learn this. And God says, okay, hey, let's test this out. Here, I'd like you to talk to this person. Like,
right.
Well, how do I even get to that person, and what about it, and how does that work? And then they wind up in the same next door to each other in the parking lot.
Right.
God says,
just perfect.
Here it is. This is it. I
served it up on a golden platter.
Hey,
for
I knew you're gonna. I knew that you're gonna be next to each other, and mm-hmm. I'm talking to you. Have a heart to hear
mm-hmm.
to that person who doesn't even yet know that she can hear, and she gets to hear my voice because it's gonna come through you.
Right.
And let's practice it. And she could have thwarted it and said, yeah, but I've decided I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, I'll let you do that. Now, you won't receive the privilege of what you did, because why? Well, you have a heart too.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with it. And it's really down at that very fundamental level of if you want to hear God's voice. He said that one of the great indicators is you are hearing my voice. And if you're not, it's really related to your heart. And the heart is really simple. Do you want to or not?
right.
Don't
that just
turn
yielding
away.
Self, right? Yielding yeah. self all the time.
Yeah, also. Yeah. And yeah. so one of the indicators and the thing that gets in the way is God says, I will honor always if you have a heart to stay with me.
Right.
If you're not hearing my voice, one of the indicators is probably your heart has turned away. And you've gone a different direction, and usually it's just self. I've decided I should and I want to, and now I'm not wanting to hear his voice,
right.
or I don't think it's possible, and I'm trying to make my own decisions. And he said, "Yeah, it's a heart issue." And so, if you're not hearing my voice, one of the issues is: have you decided at the heart level, well, I really want to. And you could say I really want to, but go off and decide on your own what to do. It's like this guy I'm talking to, having with me saying, well, what do you think is the next step? Well, I should. Okay, stop a second. Do you have a heart to hear God? And he said yes. The indicator will be, did I really have a heart to hear God? Did I stay with it? Or I said, yeah, Rich, this is fine, but I'm going to go off and do this anyway. Well, that just showed you don't have a heart to hear God. And see, it's an absolute. Do you have a heart to hear God? If you do, God says, you'll hear me.
Right.
If you stop hearing me, and he said, one thing to check right away, have you turned away? And by just doing it in yourself. So we just have a encouragement. And by the way, the neat thing is that it's always about how about now?
Right.
Is that you have a heart to hear me now. And yeah, I know you didn't do it over the last 3 or 4 days. Or yeah, I know you went off on your own. But yeah, you know what? Just come on back. Let me reestablish it. I can fix whatever you did or didn't do. Let's go. And by the way, the indicator is you're back hearing my voice. And it's such a beautiful thing. And once you learn it, why would you never want to keep doing it? You know, so it's kind of a fun thing. So good. So Father, we thank you that you just set before us life or death, blessing or cursing. You say it's not that difficult. Don't make it difficult. You'll speak. You'll hear my voice. One of the indicators that we're not is it's a heart thing. And so you really just say, do you have a heart to come? Let me show you. And all we can verify is that it's true and that you will speak if we have a heart to hear. And so we pray that we'll just have continued heart to hear and enjoy the privilege of hearing your voice and directing our steps by you. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions about today's podcast, be sure to send them in at questions@abideministries.com. And also be sure to tune in on Friday, March 8th for our 750th episode. Look forward to seeing you next time.
And send us in your emails, and we'll... Yes. Come up with something to send you back. So we look forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.